This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Jim Bertel. A U.S. official has told VOA the Pentagon is making plans to bring home more American troops in the coming weeks, leaving 2,500 troops in Afghanistan and 2,500 troops in Iraq by mid-January. The drawdown, which would remove about 2,000 troops currently in Afghanistan and 500 now in Iraq, is similar to a plan laid out by National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien in October. O'Brien, which the Pentagon could not confirm at the time. News of the potential military changes began circulating on Monday and brought swift criticism from experts, former officials, and even some of President Trump's biggest Trump allies, including Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. U.S. projected President-elect Joe Biden is meeting today with his national security advisors, but not government intelligence officials. President Donald Trump denies to block the Democrats' transition to the presidency. Biden and Vice President-elect Kamala Harris issued with their diplomatic intelligence and defense experts to Biden transition officials. Numerous Republican lawmakers have said in recent days that government intelligence officials should be briefing Biden ahead of his January 20th inauguration event, as Mr. Trump continues to pursue his long-shot legal challenges to try to overturn Biden's projected election victory, elected on office for a second